We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the new Mishnah on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, two-thirds of the way down. Zok the Mishnah, Tar B'Kli Eitz is Tamei B'Kli Matre. Something that would be Tar B'Kli Eitz, which we'll see, means a Pshut De'Kli Eitz. Kli Eitz, something made out of wood, the only time it's Metame is only if it has a base kibble. Only if it's a receptacle, it's a base kibble. Because you learn out from the pasuk that it compares it to a beged or a sack, and we dash a mas sack metalta mole v'reikon, avkli metalta mole v'reikon. So tar v'kli eitz is tam v'kli matris. Matris does not have to be a base kibble; it can be flat. Now the opposite, tar v'kli matris, which is something that's not complete, tam v'kli eitz. By kli eitz, even though it's not completed, we'll see what that means in a second. It's tamei by a kli eitz and it's tar v'kli matris. The rabbi explains tam rabbanon. Gomei kli eitz means it's a wooden keli, but it's not completed. And we'll see what that means. It means it's not fully sanded down, it doesn't have its design on it yet, but it's a base kibble already. Lach is, it's tmeim. Shuteim, but if it's flat, it's tahirim. Gomei kli matris, if it's a kli matris, it's not complete, it's not sanded down yet, tahirim. Shuteim, but on the other hand, if it's flat, it's tamei. Nimtza tar b'kli eitz, which is what? Psute kliyetz tamei b'kli matris. It's tamei b'kli matris. A tar b'kli matris, which is what? Which is not completed, which is not completely sanded down. Tamei b'kli eitz. It's still tamei b'kli eitz. And now the Gemara will explain, what is gulmei kliyetz? What is gulmei kli matris? Ve'elohen gulmei kliyetz. Kol she'osid, any keli, which will eventually be loshuf, will be sanded down. L'shabetz. L'shabetz means they used to carve out these designs on it. They still do it today. On wood, the little designs, little etched out designs. L'garer. L'garer also is a different way of smoothing it out. They do it with a metal, like a tweezer. L'karkave means to make little circles on it. L'atiach betunis means to sand it down with a piece of tuna fish skin. M'chusakan, if it's missing its base, oigen, or its ear. Oigen means or its lip, oizen or its ear. Oizen ear means something you hold it by. Oigen is the lip on top, which usually is thicker. On every cup, it's thicker on top. They didn't do that yet. Still, it's tummy. It's still tummy. And the reason, we'll see what, the reason you'll see on base, but the maisa, gomei kli eitz, as long as it's a base kibble, even though it's not a finished product, still it's mekabel tuma. But mechusa chatita, if it's not chiseled out yet, which means it's still flat, it sounds like, then it's tar. Of course, that's a pshuta kli eitz. That's possible. We just said that. That's not matame. That's not a chiddush. That's not a varv incomplete. That there is a case where even though it's a base kibble, it will not be mekabel tuma. It means a keli that you're planning on making it into a measuring cup that holds 12 lugim, and you only carved it out to 3 lugs so far, and you're still going to carve it out deeper to make it a 12 lug. The halacha is, even though it's royal malacha, since I'm trying to make it into a kav, which is a 12 log, so therefore, it's not considered gemar malacha, and it's not makabel tuma yet. Here's a case whereby kli eitz would not be makabel tuma. Why? Because the base kibble part is not complete. So that is all by a kli eitz. So kli eitz, again, as long as it's a base kibble, a completed base kibble, then it's metame, but even though it's not a finished product, which means you wouldn't be able to sell it in the store yet, it's still not sanded down, it still doesn't have the circles on it, it doesn't have the little designs. It's not a finished product, but l'maisa, it's usable. The loch is, that's mekabel tuma. Ve'elohein gomei kli matris, what's an example of gomei kli matris, which is not mekabel tuma because it's not complete? Kol she'osid, anything that the plan is, on top of our base now, loshuf, to sand it down, this they sand down with lime. You can't sand down matris, metal, in the same way you sand down wood. Wood could be sanded down with a piece of skin, not metal. So loshuf rash says means b'shafina lima belaz. I think it's like a type of stone, a lime. Loshuf l'shabetz, it means that's the same type of idea. They carve out designs on it. L'garer, which was also same loshuf of sanding down, but it's by gold and silver. It's different loshuf. By gold and silver it's called l'garer, and by metal it's called loshuf. L'karker, make the circles on it to make the designs. Lahakas v'kornis, or bang it with a hammer. Mechusakan, it's missing a base, so oigen or a lip, or oizen or an ear. All these cases are tahar. All these cases are tahar because it's not complete. Mechusakisui, if it's completed but it doesn't have a cover yet, tame, because the cover is a separate keli, and therefore it's not part of this keli, so it's still mekabel tuma. So now the Gemara want to know why taka? What's taka pshat? You know, bishlam agabe pshuta kliyets and pshuta kli matris. That is psukim. In the pasuk, it says by a kliyets. The lashon of pasuk is mekol kliyets oy beged or oy sak. So kliyets is hukash to sak, and just like a sak is something that has a base kibul, kliyets has the base kibul. Mashenke matris. There's no din base kibul, so we understand why pshuta kli matris is mekabel tumo. But L'chayr L'gavi didn't of completed keli. Where is there no pasuk about that? Why is kli matris a different din than kli eitz? Ma'ish tohani. When it comes to a completed keli, why by matris do we say it's not mekabel tumah? Kli eitz is mekabel tumah. It's more than two malachim. Rabbi Yechon Oyma Hoyel v'lekovet asun. That metal is usually the thing that you serve people with. That's made lekovet. On the other hand, eitz. So it's two ways to say it. On the other hand, eitz is usually made as you know, use it just in the kitchen, and it's not made to serve people. When people come to eat by you, you serve on silverware, you serve on metal. So therefore, since the cover, it has to be complete. You can't serve someone on something that's incomplete. And eitz is not something you use the cover. Or a little different is that eitz is used for poor people, use eitz, and they don't care if it's not complete. So it's not the cover of suya, and therefore, you don't have to have a complete keli to be called a keli. That's the Rechon Shah. Since it's more expensive, what does that mean? So Rashi learns, Rashi says, that since it's expensive and it's made to sell a lot of times, so therefore it has to be complete. Now, shaking wood is not it's not so expensive, it's not something that you make a big business out of it. It's something probably people make themselves, and therefore it doesn't have to be complete in order to be called a keli. Now, my benai, what's afkamina la halacha between two reasons? Yikavanayo kli etzem, a keli made out of bone. And like Rashi explains, that keli made out of bone is expensive, but it's not made lekovet. You don't serve people on kli etzem, but on the other hand, when you sell it, it's expensive and has to be perfect. So therefore, Firav Nachman, who says the reason is it's expensive, so kli etzem is also expensive, therefore it's not mekabel tumah until it's complete. Masha inkein, according to Rav Yechanan, he learns that the kavod asuyin kli etzem is not made lekavod, and therefore it will have no din that it has to be complete. So the Gemara says, "Answer Nachman Tamei, Vazov Nachman Tamei, Domer Rav Nachman, kli etzem kli matris, kli etzem is din kli matris, like we just said, because it's le domin yikarim, and therefore it won't be mekavod tumah until it's complete." So Tosfos speaks out that the Rishonim speak out that it's not so posh to say that kli etzem is like kli matris. I'll speak of Tosfos in a second. That kli etzem is not like kli matris. We're saying now, Rav says kli etzem kli matris. What about pshute kli etzem? What about pshute kli etzem? So it sounds like from here that's like kli matris. That is mekabel tumah. Lemaisa, that the medayik that in the psukim it seems like the kli etzem is similar to the other things like kli etz, because I guess from the look at the whole pasuk there, but the Rishonim Daik may from Kli'ar, or that a behema, that an etzem which comes from behema has the same din as Kli'etz, that has to be doimba to a sak, and that's the Rishonim Daik, not exactly like klimatris. It means the gabe, the din of being completed, has din of klimatris. But the gabe other dinim, a Kli'etzem is like Kli'etz. For example, gabe pshut the Kli'etz, then it won't be like a matris, it'll be like Kli'etz. Now Tosfos speaks out that Maishnahani, like what I just spoke out before, was a Tosfos. I spoke out like when Moraz Maishnahani, Moraz's question was only Legabe the din of completed. But Legabe Pshute creates, it's not a Shaila. Tosfos speaks out that Agulmayu Koyu, to Pshutayu, that it's flat, Pshita, the creates who this Kishosak. The thing I spoke out before, when we had the Moraz Maishnahani, the Tosfos. But like this is a Rishonim, right? This is the Ramban, the Rajba will handle this Shaila about Kli Etzem. If it's Kli Matris, Legabe Pshute. Yeah. So the Gemara Machlal, the Kli Etzem Mekabel Tumah. It must be you are tiny that Kli Etzem is Mekabel Tumah. So, and here's going to be your Makar over here that I was saying for the Ramban, because in this following pasuk we learn out Kli Etzem, it's Mehukash to Kli Etz also. But so that's how we'll know that Pshuta Kli Etzem will not be Mekabel Tumah. Yeah. So tomorrow, the time of the Rashi Shmuel Rishon Rechon Omer, Ma'at Tamalayim. How do you know Kli Etzem is Mekabel Tumah V'Chlal? It says in the pasuk, V'Chol Beged V'Chol Kli Or V'Chol Maase Izim V'Chol Kli Eitz Ischatou. And v'chol ma'is izim is marba lahavi dova b'mizim. Lahavi dova b'mizim. It's going to marba. Something that comes from izim, from goats, minat kanayim, from the horns, minat tafayim, from the hooves. And all those things are mekabel tumah, bone is mekabel tumah. And in the same pasuk it's hukash l'kliyetz. So that would be a makar, that it has to be dafka, beis kibul. Shar behemah v'chayim minayim. Tam aloy mar, heino olu behemah v'chayis. Tam aloy v'chol ma'aseh, or v'chol ma'aseh. Im kemah tam aloy ma'izim, pral lo'efes, by birds, their tsiparnei, like it says, their fingernails of these big vultures, that you make kalim out of it, they're not mekabel tumah. So there is type of bone or fingernail that's not mekabel tumah, it's made out of birds. But out of animals, they are mekabel tumah. We mar b'fam the words v'chol ma'is izim, that kli'etzem is mekabel tumah. So it comes out of the Rishonim, that there's three different type of kalim. Kli'etz has to be a base kibbel, but it doesn't have to be complete. A klimatris, this is all mishnah. Klimatris, pshute klimatris mekabel tumah, but it has to be complete. Kli'etzem, lefir Rav Nachman, has to be complete, and it also has to have a base kibbel. So in order to have a kli'etz mekabel tumah, it has to have both characteristics. It has to be, first of all, base kibbel, and it also has to be complete. That's what comes out of the Rishonim. According to Rav Yechon, anyway, since it's not a kavodas yin, it will not have to be complete. It's mamish exactly like a kli'etz, according to Rav Yechon.